The Foothills Group of the Sierra Club has invited a panel of experts and community members to talk about the issues surrounding a natural gas drilling technique called hydrofracking. The process uses extreme pressure and a solution of water, sand, and chemicals to break shale formations and extract gas deposits underground. Linda McCorkindale is one of the event organizers. She says the public event will include a question and answer session with guest speakers.
Elaine Chazot is a Hall River keeper, and she will give a comprehensive overview of fracking, including the effect on the environment, water, and air. We have two speakers coming from Stokes County who are citizens who are working locally and statewide and are founders of a group called No Fracking in Stokes.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, North Carolina is believed to have between 779 billion and 3 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. There are 12 counties that could potentially be affected by fracking in the state, including Stokes, Rockingham, Davie, and Yakin counties. Last year, the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources said fracking could be done safely with the right safeguards in place, but the agency cautioned the state's geology is not suitable for reinjecting tainted water. McCorkindale says the forum is also an educational opportunity to learn more about proposed legislation in the Tar Heel State.
What we're trying to do is just slow it down. We want them to take a little more time to look at how the extraction is done, to explain to someone what would happen when they sign away their mineral rights, and we want them to have some accountability for what will happen to the land once the fracking has essentially been done in that area.
The panel discussion, Hydrofracking Issues and Answers, will begin at 7 o'clock tonight at Single Brothers Workshop in Old Salem. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.